You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan University won last season's CCHA Tournament Championship. If the Broncos are going to repeat, they first have to win a CCHA series against Michigan this weekend. The two teams meet at Lawson Ice Arena tonight at 6:30 and at 7 o'clock tomorrow and again on Sunday if necessary. David Drew covers Western hockey for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Western Michigan enters this series as the third seed. They get home ice advantage. But as you've been writing this week, people who have been following at MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette know that you've been cautioning Bronco fans that Michigan comes in right now, at least in the recent weeks, having played better hockey and with a little more success. How worried should Bronco fans be?
You know, I'm not sure if it's worried. It's certainly a contrasting dynamic. I mean, you look at Michigan and they're on a six-game unbeaten streak and really rolling right now, and Western has had a week off, but they're 3-3-4 in their last 10 games and really aren't exactly rolling into the postseason. And you kind of wonder how things are going to shake out this weekend, because, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say fire and ice, but it's definitely kind of two different levels that these teams are at right now.
The Broncos did not play last week. They got the benefit of the bye for the first round of the CCHA tournament while Michigan was sweeping Northern Michigan. There's a couple different schools of thought on this. One is that the Broncos are rested. The other is they may not be especially sharp when they take the ice tonight.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Western's going to be pretty sharp tonight. I mean, they had a bye last year as well, and they came out and swept Lake Superior State last year. Obviously, Lake Superior State's a little bit of a different program than Michigan, but I think a bye week will do Western good. I think it gives them a chance to kind of work on their offense a little bit, kind of fine-tune a few things on the power play, which has been good for them. And I think a bye week does a team like Western good.
You've also written that Western's pretty likely to make the NCAA tournament regardless of what happens this weekend. Michigan needs to win this series to keep their season going. Does that make the Wolverines a little more desperate coming into Lawson Ice Arena for this series?
Absolutely does. And I think if you're a proud program like Michigan is, they've got a 22-year streak of making the NCAA tournament. And I'm sure that Red Berenson has brought that up with his team a little bit, and I'm sure there's some pride on the line for them. And I would expect to see a much different team than the Wolverine team that was swept here at Lawson earlier this year.
And you've said you expect this series is going to go to Sunday.
Absolutely. I think I really just don't see a sweep happening either way. I think Western is too good defensively, and I don't think Western is going to change its Saturday struggles to sweep a series this weekend. So I think it's going to go the distance. But that being said, I think it's going to be an absolutely great weekend of hockey.
So even if Western, we assume that they are in the NCAA tournament, what is at stake in terms of how they may be seeded, where they may end up playing, depending on the outcome of this weekend and perhaps what happens in Detroit for the CCHA championship?
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm no pairwise expert, but just kind of giving it a look and talking to a few people, I think if Western wins this series against Michigan, they've pretty much got a number three seed locked up. Now, if the best case scenario is for Western to win this series, get to the Joe, and win the whole thing, hope for a few teams across the country to lose or win or whatever it may be, and Western becomes a number two seed. On the other hand, if Western loses this series to Michigan, they probably still make the NCAA tournament. It kind of comes down to scoreboard watching and, you know, hoping the right pieces fall into place. But in all likelihood, Western falls to number four seed. So there's a lot kind of riding both ways here.
If Western Michigan does lose this series, they start worrying about something like a Bowling Green sneaking up and winning the CCHA, a team that otherwise wouldn't make the tournament, winning their conference tournament and then getting into the NCAA with an automatic bid. Is that right?
Well, you know, there's always that worry where, you know, a team that's not currently in the top 16 in the pairwise is going to sneak up and win a conference tournament. And the Bowling Green is definitely a unique team this time of year. I mean, they last year just about beat Michigan in overtime. And here they are again facing a Notre Dame team that you'd like to say Notre Dame is the favorite, but Bowling Green just seems to find a way this time of year. And, you know, it's interesting because you don't, if you're Western, you don't really want one of those non-top 16 teams to come in and steal, you know, an automatic or a NCAA tournament bid. So if you're Western, it's pretty simple. You win this weekend, and you're in the tournament pretty much. So I think that's probably a pretty big point that's been made with the team.
All right, we've got about 20 seconds left. David, we should note the historic significance of this series at Lawson Ice Arena, the final CCHA games to be played here at Western. These teams are headed to new conferences next year.
What a great way to send the CCHA out. Just one up-and-coming team in Western resurging and a proud Michigan program that I'm sure wants to go out with a win.
All right, David, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, and of course, Michigan will be playing in the new Big Ten Hockey Conference next year, Western Michigan in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference next season. That was David Drew. He covers Western Michigan hockey for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette.